I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, March 3rd. Quincy has its first female firefighter in the department's 136-year history. Catherine Drakeo of Braintree was one of 27 new firefighters sworn in during a ceremony Friday at Quincy City Hall. Drakeo is transferring from the Braintree Fire Department, where she's worked for the past 3 years. She also spent a year at the Massachusetts Fire Services and as a staff officer at the 84th Training Command of the U.S. Army Reserve. Drakeo lives in Braintree, but her grandfather was Quincy Police Officer William Drakeo, who was known as the Dancing Cop for entertaining motorists while directing traffic at the intersection of Southern Artery and Washington Street for many years. That intersection was named in his honor in 2002. Drakeo died in 2014. Quincy Fire Chief Joe Jackson says the only special accommodations needed for a female firefighter is a separate restroom. Staffing levels at the Quincy Fire Department are at a 50-year high. The Quincy City Council tonight will learn about an update to the FEMA flood maps for the city. The first item on the agenda is an amendment to the zoning code regarding the floodplain overlay district. The flood map update is always a concern for property owners who live near the coast and wetlands because it could translate to higher flood insurance premiums or a requirement that they purchase flood insurance. Also tonight, the City Council will hear plans for improvements to the Point Webster, Parker, Broadmeadows, and Atlantic Middle Schools as the city seeks state funding for those projects. Nominations for the Park and Recreation Boards will also be presented tonight, and Council President Ian Kane will introduce a resolution declaring support for the preservation of the federal tax exemption for municipal bonds. The City Council will meet tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. Well, the former Acapulco's restaurant in Quincy Center will be demolished this week to make room for a new pocket park in honor of President John Quincy Adams. The city purchased the property for $3.3 million and will spend another $3.3 million for the park. Mayor Thomas Koch hopes to dedicate the park on the birthday anniversary of President John Quincy Adams on July 11th as part of the Quincy 400 celebration. Underground utilities are being installed in preparation for construction of the new Squantum Elementary School in Quincy. Crews are in the process of installing new underground electrical and communications infrastructure. And soon, National Grid will install new underground gas mains. Access to the rear of the school is limited, and no curbside parking is allowed on Standish Road. Pickups and drop-offs will remain along Standish Road. Construction on the new school will begin at the end of this school year in June. Quincy Public Schools are receiving a $100,000 state grant to improve student access to behavioral and mental health services and support. Funds will also be used to train school staff to recognize and respond to mental and behavioral health challenges with students. That grant, part of a $5.5 million package awarded to 60 school districts, educational collaboratives, and charter schools in Massachusetts. MassDOT holding the second public information meeting for the Quincy Route 3A Hancock Street Transportation Improvements Study tomorrow night at 6 p.m. It's being held virtually via Zoom. The team will share data, alternatives, and intersection treatments for the study area at the base of the Neponset River Bridge. The public will also have an opportunity to ask questions, to make comments, and provide feedback. You can register at mass.gov/QuincyRoute3A. The Adams Presidential Center's Adams Speaker Series presents the impact of U.S. First Ladies on American presidential and global history, Tuesday at 5 p.m. at Quincy High School. Historians and educators will explore the contributions of Abigail Adams, Louisa Catherine Adams, and others who shaped the evolving role of First Lady. Program is free. Registrations available at theadamspresidentialcenter.org. The Quincy Historical Society will debut a new book and presentation by local historian Wayne Miller on the 1910 Harvard-Boston Aero Meet that was held in Squantum. The event will take place this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Adams Academy in Quincy Center, the free event marking the inaugural event of the Quincy Historical Society's celebration of Quincy 400. Now, House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy says that he is worried about the situation in Washington, D.C. and the effects it could have on Massachusetts if federal funding is cut. He also defended local lawmakers' resistance to state auditor Diana DeSoglio's efforts to audit the legislature. Mariano has had a long career as a Quincy public school teacher, Quincy school committeeman, and legislator. Mariano says Massachusetts receives about $15 billion in federal funding every year. There is another challenge being confronted these days by Mariano and his fellow legislators. State Auditor Diana DeSoglio is scorching for their resistance to her proposed audit of the legislature, a right she was granted by the voters when they overwhelmingly approved question one on last November's ballot. In a tweet last week after the House rejected a Republican effort to accept DeSoglio's audit plan, the auditor accused Mariano and his, quote, henchman, Majority Leader Mike Moran, of working to continue to hide whatever it is they do with your taxpayer dollars, end quote. Meantime, the House last week did approve new rules Mariano cast as partly a response to the public frustration with the slow pace of legislative activity that was reflected in the question one vote. In an effort to end the biannual log jams, where important bills don't get passed by the session's end, Mariano says they've set a rolling deadline for the committees. Teamsters Local 25 says it has reached a tentative agreement with Stop and Shop that will keep the company's Freetown distribution center open. Stop and Shop had demanded changes to workers' health insurance or said it would close the distribution center, saying the company needs to cut operating costs to lower prices. Company said it could save money by closing the Freetown distribution center, but would keep the center if workers changed their health insurance. Stop and Shop originally wanted to put the workers on the same health care plan that management has and offered the Freetown employees a 25% raise over 5 years. Teamsters rejected the proposal, threatening to strike at all Stop and Shop stores in New England if the Freetown facility closed. State treasurers in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut wrote a letter to Stop and Shop's Amsterdam-based parent company, Ahold Delhaize, warning a strike would have far-reaching operational and economic consequences. The proposed 6-year contract will keep the Freetown facility open, saving the jobs of 900 employees at the distribution center. The new contract will give new hires an 80% pay increase over the 6 years, while longer-term workers will see about a 30% raise. The agreement also preserves the Teamsters' health care and increases pension contributions. The Teamsters will vote on that new contract this week. Surging energy costs have been a struggle for many customers in Massachusetts this season. State leaders have said they're looking for ways to lower the bills, and regulators ordered a budget reduction on Friday when they approved a 3-year plan to improve energy efficiency. The Mass Department of Public Utilities approved a 3-year energy efficiency plan recommended by Mass Save. While proposed on a $5 billion budget, the DPU ordered that price tag be cut by $500 million. It went on to say the reduction would lower total residential program budgets by 25% for gas and 15% for electric. Many ratepayers contribute to MassSave monthly as a surcharge on electric and gas bills. The funds are used to offer rebates and incentives to residents and business owners who make their homes and buildings more efficient, including things like insulation, air sealing, heating and cooling equipment upgrades, and new appliances. The plan approved on Friday will be in effect through 2027. It has a focus on environmental justice populations and low and moderate income households, expanding the definition of a moderate income customer to provide more households with access to no-cost energy efficiency services. The investment will be concentrated in 21 equity communities, including Quincy. DPU has already ordered the state's five gas utilities, National Grid, Eversource, Unitil, Liberty, and Berkshire Gas, to lower and defer costs for customers in March and April after concerning jumps in those costs. A check of business news and stocks surged on Friday. The Dow shot up 601 points. The NASDAQ added 302, and the S&P is up 92. Shares also higher in Europe and Asia today. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at $69 a barrel. Sports, the Quincy and North Quincy High School girls basketball teams will be hosting a round of 16 matchup this week in their respective state tournaments. Quincy girls basketball will host King Philip tomorrow at 6 p.m. The Presidents advanced after beating Marshfield 66-30 last Thursday. And North Quincy girls basketball also advanced after a 57-28 win over Hingham on Friday. North will be hosting Archbishop Williams Wednesday at 6:30. The tournament road ended for North Quincy boys basketball on Friday after a loss to Middleborough 55-51. Raiders finished their season with a 19-4 record. Elsewhere, Minnesota Wild beat the Bruins 1-0. The Bees will be hosting Nashville tomorrow night at 7. Celtics over Denver 110-103, and they'll host Portland Wednesday night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mainly sunny at a high of 31 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high 46. Scattered showers Wednesday, the high of 53, and rain on Thursday with a high 56. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds at 10 knots, high tide 1:48 p.m. Sunrise 6:15, sets at 5:36. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, March 3rd.